The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
First, the pandemic and numbers. Last night, our total statewide number of cases went up to 1,426, which is an increase of 5% in confirmed cases over the weekend. Not too bad. We saw a few small increases in case counts around the state since Friday, with 454 cases now being reported in Blaine County. 517 are in Ada County. Canyon County is at 155, Kootenai County is at 45, and in southern Idaho, Twin Falls now reporting 79, which is an increase from 70 on Friday. Jerome is at 29 cases, Lincoln is at 15, Cajun County is at 8, Gooding and Minidoka counties are now at 5 each, and still only one in Camas County. There have so far been 27 COVID-19-related deaths in the state. 132 COVID-positive patients have been hospitalized. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation released new projection models last Thursday that show Idaho will hit its coronavirus peak tomorrow. They predict that on this day, the state will require 124 hospital beds and 24 ICU beds, which is a drastically smaller number than we previously predicted. The state of Idaho currently has a total of 1,817 beds and 151 ICU beds available. So, if this projection model is correct, at its peak, Idaho will only be utilizing around 20% of its resources. The projection model assumes full social distancing through the end of May 2020, which I know is something that none of us want to think about. As of today, we're not sure what Governor Little's plans are for later this week when the state's 21-day stay-home order is set to expire, which, by the way, is on Wednesday. But this latest projection model suggests that social distancing and self-isolation measures that Idaho has taken have been a tremendously positive impact on COVID-19 in Idaho. As soon as we know what Governor Little plans on doing, we'll of course let you know. The feds began disbursement of the stimulus payments over the weekend, and according to one official from the Department of the Treasury, most eligible Americans will see their stimulus money by Wednesday. So if you selected to receive your refund via direct deposit last year, check your bank account. Paper checks will take longer to distribute, and Americans waiting for their payment in the mail could be waiting for up to 20 weeks. For those not required to file the taxes in 2018 or 2019, the Treasury has established a website for those citizens to submit banking information. It's linked under the Brock in the Morning links at hot100now.com. Again, as a reminder, stimulus payments will be $1,200 per adult for those who filed single last year and whose gross adjusted income was $75,000 or less, or for those who filed married last year and had a household gross adjusted income of less than $150,000. Additionally, the stimulus payments will include $500 per child. Child payments will be based on the number of children you claimed on your taxes. For example, in my house, there are two adults and one child. That's what we reported on taxes last year. We made less than $150,000 total last year, so our stimulus payment will be $2,900. And it can't come soon enough. Sure, you're in the same boat. A few quick reminders. Idaho Public Schools will remain on soft closure through the end of the school year unless your district school and health officials deem it safe for students to return to class in the spring. In those cases, your district will make the decision and you will be notified. But for now, the plan is to continue home-based learning through the end of May and return to the classroom in the fall. PMT is offering 30 days of free internet to families within the PMT service area who have children in grades K through 12 and who do not have internet access during the school closures. This will ensure that our children in the Magic Valley can stay up to date on their learning. To sign up, call PMT at either 208-436-7151 or 208-878-7151. Idaho's May 19th primary election will not be delayed, but there will not be polling places. The election will take place by mail exclusively. If you wish to vote, you must request an absentee ballot. To request one, I have the page where you request it linked under the Brock in the Morning links at hot100now.com. Go request it and make your voice heard. And those deadline extension reminders for taxes, driver's licenses, and vehicle registration, you now have until July 15th to file and pay your federal taxes and until June 15th to file and pay your Idaho taxes. And if your driver's license or vehicle registration expires between March 1st and May 31st, those expirations have been automatically extended to June 30th. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, please let me know. You can send that info to me on the Hot 100 FM Facebook page or email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.